The Northern Territory Government has today announced that it will spend over $4 million upgrading the Berrima cattle export yards near Darwin. The only hitch is the money will flow if elected. The upgrade, it would see two covered sheds built, plus 5 yards with feed and water troughs, 3 big water tanks, and some excavation and landscaping to spruce the place up a bit. Chief Minister Adam Giles, he spoke to local media about this a short time ago.
Today marks the 5-year anniversary of when former Labor governments, both federal and territory, put a knife through the heart of another industry in Australia. That was the live cattle industry. So today we stand here 5 years later. We've rebuilt the industry. We've collectively worked together, cattlemen, cattlewomen, the industry itself, governments working in partnership, particularly with our near neighbours in Indonesia, to a point where we now have the largest live export port in the world. And this facility that we stand in is one of the most important facilities because it is the holding pen that sees cattle move from here onto the boat as in combination with other export facilities. What we have here is a world-class facility, but we want to make sure that we're continuing to upgrade it and continuing to provide improvements so that we have world-class export yards, but also we're making sure that we continue to improve the standards for animal welfare purposes before they get on their journey going overseas. So I'm very pleased to be standing here with Stuart Kemp, working with the industry to make sure that we can meet the needs of an industry going forward into the future. What we're providing with our $4.1 million will be creating state-of-the-art, new and improved facilities that have a better benefit for the cattle and for the industry before they head overseas.
Chief Minister Adam Giles speaking a short time ago. The cattle industry has been calling for these upgrades for quite some time. Lisa Herbert, she caught up with the Primary Industry Minister, Gary Higgins, and asked why it's taken so long to find this money, which really will only be spent pending on the election result.
Yeah, look, these things don't happen overnight. You know, government has to sort of consider every option that they've got. So the announcement today of the $4 million plus to build some new sheds and yards are, I think, a terrific announcement for the live export industry here in the Northern Territory and the general cattle industry itself.
The Berrima export yard facilities are pretty much the shop front to Australia's buyers and customers. You know, East Elm Wharf, literally just kilometres away. The trade is under a lot of scrutiny from the public these days. Is this just, an animal welfare issue and prettying things up for prying eyes?
No, look, all across the industry, you're constantly upgrading your facilities, and I think this is just part of that. The thing is that these facilities were built many years ago. I don't think the number of cattle coming through here then is anywhere near the numbers that are coming through now. I think last year there was about 600,000 head came through here. So the facility's got to be upgraded to cover that. And we plan on growing the industry. You know, it's going to create a lot of jobs for us. It's fantastic for the economy. So I think it's well worth expenditure and investment.
Is there some electioneering going on? I mean, the press release states very clearly, if we are re-elected, we will give $4.1 million to this industry. Is that holding an industry to ransom?
No, look, I don't think it is at all. I mean, you know, the opposition, of course, are out there saying we're going to have a moratorium on fracking. We're going to have, a review into all the water licences. They're on the record as shutting down the live cattle trade 5 years ago today. I mean, the thing is that people really have to think about what they actually want out of the territory into the future. And the cattle industry is one of our biggest industries. It's one of our biggest employers. And it's an industry that we really need to look after. So the thing is that it's a commitment we can make. We're pretty confident that we're going to end up in government. So I think the cattle industry would be happy with that.
Primary Industry Minister Gary Higgins speaking to Lisa Herbert at the Berrima Export Yards a short time ago. Stuart Kemp from the NT Livestock Exporters Association says the upgrades are needed to allow the yards to effectively operate year-round.
Sure, what this will mean that we can, at any given time, have a full load on a modern purpose-built cattle vessel on hand, undercover, on feed, ready to go. So if we've got visitors from overseas that want to come and investigate further how we do business, this will be the state-of-the-art facility we can show off just how business is done here in Australia.
Would you like to see more than $4.1 million, considering the hundreds of millions of dollars this industry brings to Northern Australia?
Oh, look, there are other parts along the supply chain that certainly could do with some more money. I know that, you know, the beef roads project, it would have been lovely to see a lot more so that we can get supply to town. Now, this is a bottleneck through the wet season, but it's only a bottleneck if you can get cattle onto trucks.
Stuart Kemp from the NT Livestock Exporters Association.